بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We're doing a section on the rahmat and the mercy that should be shown to the fellow believers, Muslims, and also general kindness that we should be shown to everyone. So today's hadith and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, إن كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يدع العمل ويحب أن يعمل به خشية أن يعمل به الناس فيفرض عليهم متفق عليه. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he would love to do a particular deed but would abstain from it out of fear that people would do it and it would then become compulsory, become farz upon them. So here we learn from this hadith that sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his heart desired that he wanted to do a certain action, a certain nafil action. But now because people will be imitating him, sahaba was such that he would see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing something, they would want to imitate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because of them imitating him and he is doing it, now there is a fear that Allah ta'ala looking at this action, so beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing it, sahaba are doing it, Allah ta'ala may make that action for us and now it will become difficult for the people. So out of that fear, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes he would like to do something, but he would leave it out. And this is also one type of shafqat, one type of rahmat. Sometimes you want to do something, but in the broader interest of the people, to make it easy for people, then you leave it out. So this was the Mubarak thinking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it doesn't become difficult for my ummah. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَوْلَا أَنْ أَشُقَ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي لَأَمَرْتُهُمْ بِالسِّوَاكِ. If I did not fear it being difficult for my ummah, I would have commanded them to use the miswak. So much I like the using of the miswak that I would have commanded them that you must use it. But Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feared that it may become difficult. If it becomes a command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it would be guna to leave it out. So therefore he didn't command it. He encouraged it, but he didn't command it. At one occasion we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had cordoned an area of wood, straw mat, like what we have chatai, cordoned an area off for him in the masjid, in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he had a cordoned area with this chatai, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood up to perform the salatul layl, salah at night. So like what we have, the Taraweeh salah. The Taraweeh Salah was formalized later on, in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, it was consensus, now we'll have one Jamaat. They would have small Jamaats before that of Taraweeh taking place. But in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, it was consensus amongst the Sahaba that we'll have one Jamaat taking place in the Masjid for the Taraweeh. So anyway, in the early days, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood up to perform the Taraweeh Salah in that cordon of area that he had. Sahaba, those that were there, they saw him performing Salah. They had a desire to join Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this Salatul Layl or this Taraweeh Salah. So they came and they stood with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They joined him and they performed Salah. The next day the message went on that some people or some Sahaba that were there, they had this good fortune of performing Salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So more people came as the news went. So the second night more people, and the third night a very big crowd had come because many more people now had come to know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is performing salah at night in the masjid. So when it came the fourth night, the masjid was completely packed. Completely Sahaba had to read Taraweeh Salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam in Masjid al-Nabawi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam that night did come out of his cordon area. He remained there, he didn't move. So some Sahaba to try and get the attention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, they took small stones, pebbles, and they started throwing Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't come out. The next day he told the Sahaba, he said, I knew, I heard the noise, and I heard everything, but I didn't come out with the fear that if we all had to perform salah like this, Allah ta'ala may make this salah for us. And if the salah becomes for us, how difficult it will become on the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what this hadith is teaching us, that sometimes we'll have to forego things that we like for the shafqat and for the rahmat and for the mercy of others. A simple example is we may want the light on at home, and other people there may want to sleep. So now by us having the light on, we'll be disturbing others. So sometimes we'll have to forego what we like for the benefit of others. Or someone is feeling cold, and we want the air condition on. It may be in the masjid, as other people are feeling cold. So we sometimes we'll have to forego our likes and our desires for the benefit of the next person. This is what this hadith is teaching us, that the love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Amal was great, but many times he would leave it out so it doesn't become difficult on the ummah. And look at this one example that we use, this example of that salah that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read at night. And imagine if Taraweeh salah was for us today, how many people we see missing the Taraweeh salah? The first few nights the masjids all are full, and then during the course of the month of Ramadan you find it empty. 27th night again it gets full, and Khatam al-Quran it gets full. But during the month, how many people are missing? So this was the shafqat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Doesn't mean that we mustn't. Taraweeh is something that is emphasized. Sunnat al-Mu'akkada, it's emphasized sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it was that desire and love that he had. It mustn't become faraz, because if people leave out a faraz, how much more guna and sin it would be by them leaving out something that is faraz. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.